Hi, I'm Allison Honning. I'm a PhD student in the Muehlbauer Lab at the University of Minnesota, and I study tiller development in barley. So in case you don't know, tillers are vegetative branches on grasses like barley. They grow out of the base of the plant. And this is one of the main defining characteristics of overall plant shape or plant architecture in barley. So if you look at a barley plant, all barley plants have a main stem, and then all the other stems that you see are tillers. And the main stem and tillers typically produce a seed-bearing spike, and so these would be called productive tillers, ones that make a spike. And then sometimes tillers do not make a spike, or they'll make a very small one that doesn't really contribute to grain yield. So at 7 days old, in a barley seedling, all you can see is a main stem and a couple of leaves. And the main stem develops from a structure called the shoot apical meristem that's located right in the middle of the stem near the base of the plant. And just 3 days later, in a 10-day-old seedling, a little tiller has just started to develop. And tillers develop from a structure that's really similar to the shoot apical meristem called an axillary meristem. And then axillary meristems themselves have the capacity to make more axillary meristems. So in this way, a lot of barley lines have the potential to make a lot of tillers. However, tiller outgrowth is also controlled by environmental variables like availability of light, water, and nutrients. So if you look out at a field of barley, so in this picture there's only six plants shown, but as you can see there's a lot more than six spikes. So typically in barley, grain yield from tillers actually accounts for the majority of grain yield. But despite this, we don't really know much about genetic control of tiller development in barley. So my work has two main goals. So the first goal is to try to understand different sources of variation that impact tillering. So to do this, I chose 768 different lines from the USDA National Small Grains Collection, which represents the worldwide diversity of barley. We grew these lines in the field in 2014, 2015, and a subset of them in 2016. Because tillering is largely impacted by environmental variables, we wanted to have a more variable environment. And most studies to date that have looked at tiller number have only looked at productive tiller number. And so we went a step beyond and looked at tiller number throughout development, starting at 2 weeks past emergence weekly until 7 weeks past emergence. And then to understand the impact of other traits on tiller number, we also measured a bunch of other traits like seed number, seed size, and days to heading. And finally, we took all of the phenotypic information. I forgot to mention the lines were genotyped by GBS in a 50K SNP chip. Used genome-wide association then to detect loci associated with tillering and other traits. And so far the results of the GWAS and phenotypic analyses suggest that tillering is largely pleiotropically controlled by seed number and also by days to heading in barley. So my other project deals with trying to identify genes in, that impact early tiller development in barley. So to do this, I looked at early seedling stages, used a technique called laser microdissection to cut out the shoot apical meristem and axillary meristem. And then I extracted RNA, performed RNA sequencing, and then analyzed this data to find genes that were differentially expressed between shoot apical meristem and axillary meristem in two different cultivars, Bowman and Morax. And so when I did this analysis, I found 102 genes that were differentially expressed. And so there are a few questions that I want to answer with this data. One, does gene expression vary between shoot apical meristems and axillary meristems? Two, does it vary across seedling development in the same tissue type? And three, do any of these differentially expressed genes overlap with loci that were associated with tiller number and rate of development that were detected in the first stain? So I have a lot of results. This was really fast. So if you're interested in seeing more, my name is Allison. My poster is 719. Thank you.